Some people get worried about eating more beans and having more plant-based diet because they're worried about gas. But let me explain to you a little bit about how to eliminate gas, constipation, and congestion on a plant-based diet. So gas, first of all, is a natural part of the human digestion cycle. However, it could bother some people with discomfort and pain. A lot of people also have symptoms of constipation and congestion. This means that their digestive system is not functioning properly and that their body is experiencing challenges with the foods being consumed. There are several medical treatments to help cure gas, constipation, congestion, but if you're experiencing acute symptoms and the condition is bothering you more than what you can handle, here are some dietary and other lifestyle measures that can help relieve the symptoms and associated discomfort. By adding a few fruits and vegetables into your daily diet, you can see significant changes. So let's talk about what foods to eat. While certain foods are responsible for creating gas, others help to reduce it. So you can try drinking beverages at room temperature. Eat low sugar fruits like blackberries, cranberries, peaches, watermelons, strawberries, blueberries, apricots, and grapefruits. Choose low carbohydrate vegetables like bok choy, tomatoes, green beans, carrots, and okra. Eat more quantities of rice as compared to wheat and potatoes. Rice doesn't produce as much gas. Swap carbonated beverages with still water. This helps with better hydration and digestion instead of constipation and gas. Add a few drops of lemon or lime to water and cut down on beverages with artificial sweeteners or fruit juice. And drink tea with fennel, turmeric, peppermint, or chamomile since they help reduce gas and promote digestion. So let's talk about what foods to avoid. Several health institutes and organizations recommend dietary changes to reduce gas. Certain food groups that generate gas in the body include sugars. If the body does not have the necessary enzymes to break down sugars, it can result in gas and bloating. Some of the dietary sugars include lactose, found in milk and dairy products, sorbitol, an artificial sweetener present in sugar-free foods, raffinose, present in beans and green vegetables, fructose, found in artichokes, wheat, and onions. Then there's starches, like potatoes, wheat, corn, and other starchy foods lead to gas. Then there's fiber. Fiber promotes digestion as long as the body is used to it. If its consumption is suddenly increased all of a sudden, it can lead to bloating and gas. So things like peas, fruits, and oat bran consist of soluble fiber, and they generate large amounts of gas. Again, if your body's not used to it. If you want to increase the amount of fiber you consume, then try adding just one serving per day. You also need to increase the amount of water you drink to help dissolve the fiber in a better manner. You shouldn't have to eliminate all of these foods from your diet to reduce gas, but you'll need to monitor what suits you and what doesn't. So keep a food diary to record meals in the week and the accompanying symptoms to know about specific trigger foods. Another strategy is to avoid eating one type of food that can cause gas for a few days. Notice any changes in symptoms and then proceed to eliminate the next food group. Continue to eliminate foods one after the other until you have significantly observed changes in your digestion cycle. So I hope this helped. Again, this is for people who experience gas, constipation, and congestion.